Welcome to RV Hour, powered by Giant Recreation World. An honest talk about the RV lifestyle, travel, costs, tips, and everything you need to know. Each week, we'll bring you the best and most helpful info, travel hacks, and answer your camping questions. Now, here's your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
And another episode of RV Hour. Episode 54. I'm your host, Larry McNamara, CEO of Giant Recreation World.
Co-host, Dwayne Adams.
Co-host with the most. He's also our producer.
Hey.
You know, don't let him, don't cut yourself short.
Come on.
Because if it weren't for you, this would not be happening.
That's true. I'll give you that. You know. I mean, hey, without your talent, though, this would not be happening.
Hey, we all add a little bit of light in otherwise darkish kind of world.
Yeah, I would
universe.
Agree. Yeah, we bring the light.
Wasn't that big? Bop, bop.
That was pretty big.
That was pretty good.
That was nice.
Nice opening.
So, you know, we have a couple of, I think we have a guest that's going to appear in this episode.
Yes.
Who would that be?
We don't know. It could be. It's a kind of a dice roll.
We did put the invite out there, and we'll see who shows up.
Yeah, man.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, they got a couple of them.
We have them. Why are they here today?
So right now we have what's going on because, of course, we tape our show early from Thursday, the 1st of February to the 4th on Sunday. We have the RV open hour.
Yeah, and the big thing about this whole sale is any unit that has a little red tag that is overtly put on the unit. In other words, we're not hiding this red tag. If there's a red tag on it, and it's something you're looking for, snatch it up because they'll never be priced any cheaper.
There it is, yeah. Yeah, the red tag. Deeply discounted.
Deep discounts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we do have some swag we're giving away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have snacks and drinks, you know, for your shopping pleasure.
Maybe even come by and get a Giant Rec hat.
I mean, we have goodie bags. I saw at some of the locations.
Oh, yeah.
Chock full of nuts. You know,
chock full.
Where you spin the wheel to win, and you could win one of them goodie bags.
Yeah, right? Get your goodie bag. Yes, sir.
Very impressive, folks. But the atmosphere is electric. We're selling a bunch of units because of those red tags.
Yeah, man.
And people are recognizing the values.
Yeah.
So, what have you got for us today?
So, today's episode is going to be the early history of RV.
Wow. Early history. That's kind of like Giant Recreation World with three locations in the Central Florida area.
There
since
we go.
1976.
History.
Yeah. I hear companies say, yes, around since 98. And I'm thinking, you know, in my mind, 98's... yesterday.
Yeah, not that far back.
Really, that's almost 30 years ago now.
Almost 30 years now. Yeah.
So,
kidding.
You know, if you didn't know, you know Larry, but Giant Recreation World has three locations in Central Florida, one in Ormond Beach, right on the I-95, and US 1.
Yes, sir.
At the Destination Daytona Complex.
That's right.
And then we have another one on I-95 South in Palm Bay, which is on the corner of I-95 and Palm Bay Road.
Yep.
Well, little Culver Road is the little access road.
Access road.
Kind of an access road. And then the Winter Garden location, our original location.
Here we go.
In Winter Garden on West Colonial Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to be Highway 50.
Now we're highfalutin.
Now it's highfalutin and it's West Colonial.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
Because America.
America. Those are all three super showrooms.
I do appreciate this topic, though. You know, I went a long way talking about, you know, to go back to the early history of RVs, you know.
I'm sure there's
a whole lot more.
Oh, there is. So it's like, so that was also tough doing research because if you're not in the United States in the 1860s, there were a couple that were built.
Right.
Things of that nature. But it's really how far back you go, where you look, stuff like that.
Well, as far as, you know, our research showed...
What you got?
...that it origins from the 1910s.
Yeah.
So it traces its roots back to the early 20th century with the first known RV being built in the 1910s.
That's right.
And I think they probably consider that one that you can purchase.
I think that's when it started as a...
You know what I'm saying? As an industry.
Yep. And a manufacturer.
A manufacturer built it and somebody sold it.
Yeah. Because I think the first RV was just Willie made a truck type of thing in his backyard and took his family in and it was like, hey, first RV, like that.
And then the Great Depression the Great Depression in the 30s saw a big surge in the popularity of RVs, you know, as people sought affordable ways to travel and live on the road.
Yeah.
Probably primarily live.
A lot of
people lost everything.
Yeah.
A lot of traveling was happening at that point because they were getting out of the farms.
That's a fact.
Get out of the city.
World War II had an impact, too.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us about it.
Yeah, during World War II, the RV industry temporarily shifted focus so that they could support the war effort, which was huge. They started producing mobile homes for military housing and other purposes.
You know, I actually think I know the brand name of those, too.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
I think they were Shastas.
Shasta.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So they made basically little teeny, I call them tiny trailers.
Okay.
For one person, you know.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, and they had the little Shasta wing on them, and they were built back for that.
Now, let me ask you, too.
Use them as portable barracks, you know.
Yeah, and being like a one-person unit, could they link a couple of them together in a sense? Like,
no, they were made to be towed.
Really? Just one at a time?
Just one at a time.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought they would even link it, do like a centipede-y.
I believe, you know, in that time frame. I don't know that the technology was there
to do all that. All right.
I don't think we have that now, to be honest with you. I mean, you can only tow three abreast on the highways, yeah, for gosh sake. So I don't know how you do that.
Unlock my Class A with a trailer.
I think that's going to be more down the road when we have hover RVs.
Oh, there you go.
Then you can link them all together. You know, they're going to have hover transport for people.
That's right. Yeah. That'll be some.
You know, and those will probably be that.
I'd be like a drone RV.
Yeah, and then because they'll have to be able to be slinky, kind of like a centipede.
Yeah.
You know? Hey. There you go.
To the future.
Yeah.
Post-war growth.
Yeah. After World War II, the RV industry experienced significant growth as returning soldiers and their families embraced the idea of the mobile lifestyle.
Mobile lifestyle.
Especially those that used those portable barracks.
They thought,
you know, this would be great just to take around and see the great USA. You know?
Yeah, take the family on. Yeah.
It's the beginning of family freedom and fun and, you know, no hassle, stress-free, enjoying the great outdoors.
Yeah, RV lifestyle.
Yeah.
All right. The golden age of RVing in the 60s and 70s.
There you go.
So this era marked the boom of the RV industry with various manufacturers introducing iconic models like the Airstream, Winnebago, and others.
And others, including Coachman.
That's right.
Like I said, we've been around since 1976, and we were a Coachman dealer originally. One brand, you know, kind of like a Ford dealer. We were the Coachman dealer.
Nice. That was it. Strictly that was Coachman.
It. That was it. For years and years, we did that.
It's a good product. That's what.
Yeah.
Should see if we got any Coachman reps we could maybe bring on here later.
That's a good idea.
We know one or two. All right. What do we got next here? Oh. The RVIA formation in 1974.
The Recreational Vehicle Industry Association, RVIA.
RVIA.
It was formed in 1974 to advocate for the interests of the RV industry and provide a united voice. Now, some people think it was so that you can be in cahoots and price fix and all that kind of stuff is illegal. And a matter of fact, when you join the trade association, you sign paperwork to that effect.
Oh, that says
talk about that.
Oh, there you go. Good. Yeah. Keep everybody on.
It's really just it's where things like of today. It might even be in your thing, but the Go RVing campaign was born from that.
Okay,
where every RV purchased by every dealer in the world, in the United States anyway.
Okay,
pays an extra $45 for it, and that goes into the fund so that they can advertise on the benefit of the recreational vehicle industry, not on a dealer or a manufacturer.
That's
matter of fact, if you ever see some of their commercials and there's no logos or anything on the RVs they're pulling.
Oh, that's
interesting. They have to strip all that stuff off.
That'd be something to keep an eye out for. That's interesting.
Right. That's a wink, wink, hint, hint.
Yeah, man, that's a good one.
Little piece of history.
Yeah, because I imagine the RVIA was, in a sense, to work with the government to get funding and advertising, all that stuff. Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm going to take this next one because, you know, there was an impact caused by the energy crisis that was, it was basically the oil crisis in the 1970s. It brought major challenges to the RV industry, leading to a shift towards more fuel efficient and smaller RV models. Now, when I said that my father founded Giant Recreation World in 1976, basically in our infancy, we had to go through that.
Oh, wow.
Where gas prices were huge money, huge compared, you know.
Did it just double up a type of?
Oh, it did more than that.
Oh, really?
It was,
oh, man.
It was bad. It was a crisis.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. So it was a disruptor, to say it
yeah.
least.
Slow the industry down, for
but,
sure.
You know, if you can make it through something like that, you can make it through about anything.
Yeah, man.
That's good. But, yeah, the more fuel-efficient models and smaller RVs, that was the board, which, you know, it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger back in those days. Until
gotcha.
That crunch, then it got smaller and smaller and smaller.
Uh-huh.
They actually put an RV. They called it the Micro Mini Motorhome. It was on a Toyota four-cylinder.
Wow.
And it was well over, it was way too much for the chassis. So, you know, they were very problematic. But
I can imagine.
I'm just saying. You know.
So they tried to make it tinier and it just made it heavier?
Well, it was too heavy for the chassis.
The chassis. Gotcha.
Yeah, because at the time, there was no T100s, there was no Titans, you know, gotcha. Or Toyota, what do you call them?
Yeah, like the that had the frame to hold that
they,
type
they,
of weight.
They weren't
yeah.
the three-quarter ton or half-ton trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
four-cylinder little Toyotas. And many of them had a stick shift. The RVs with a stick shift, yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
RV with a stick shift.
Yes. Go ahead, take the next one.
All right,
that's
RV.
The exciting part.
Innovation.
Yeah.
So advancements in technology and design have led to innovations such as slide-out rooms, solar power integration, and smart home features in modern RVs.
Yeah, I showed you some of that the other day when we were doing our little snippet film.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That
we got the IBEX out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, you walk in and you tell it you want to relax, and it turns into relax mode. Dims the lights, yeah. Turns the TV on, lights the little fireplace.
That's cool.
Felt very, 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 very serene.
Yeah.
It's
fun to just yell out like, hey, goodbye, and your RV shuts off.
Right.
Hey, I'm home, and your RV turns all the lights on.
Well, they were starting to work way back then, too, on the drivability of the motorhomes, because originally they were called wobble boxes. You could not keep them straight going down the road.
Really?
I'm just telling you.
The whole time?
So it was, you know, white-knuckly, everybody, and that's when the RVs got a bad reputation because they'd be going way slow in the right lane.
Ah, gotcha.
You know, just
holding up traffic. But
that's where it originated because they did not handle well, folks. But yeah. Now you can drive them with just one finger on the wheel if you want. You know, I don't recommend it. You know, 10-2, baby. 10-2. Keep
all
it alive. Keep
yeah.
it alive. But again, they do handle so much better.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, that's pretty funny. How about the tourism? RV tourism is on the rise. That's
right.
One of the high recommended investments if you're a bazillionaire to make RV campgrounds.
That's right.
Develop them because there's not enough campsites for the amount of RVs that people have.
That are out there. Yeah,
but, it's become closely tied to the tourism sector with RV travel experiencing a resurgence in popularity, especially among younger demographic.
That's fact.
So that says the RV future is looking very well.
That it is. And we notice it here also. We get a lot of the younger folks that come in. They do a lot of the Class Bs, make that short traveling, keep it more compact in there, and a lot of that stuff.
That
great.
Is very exciting. And people to this day are still buying these RVs to live in.
Oh, yeah.
In lieu of the high rent that you have to pay if you want to rent an apartment or whatever.
It really is.
The nicest, really nice campgrounds are only charging like $600-$700 a month. That's for really nice ones, and that includes all utilities.
Yeah, which is nuts. Where
nuts.
$2,300 for a one-bedroom apartment.
That's right. And everybody knows we sell those destination trailers.
There it is.
So what they are, kind of like mini mobile homes, kind of.
Yeah. Yep.
But the slide rooms are power, and they're RVs. They have holding tanks and all that, so they fall under the RV insurance, which is very cheap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very cheap. So with that being said, people buy those, put them on a site, permanent, and live fancy. Did you know we're the number one Cedar Creek cottage dealer?
Whoa. Bow-bow.
Did you know that? And we have major big competition.
Man. That is. That's something we should check that off.
I don't know that they've let me publish it yet officially. So,
yeah, man.
Hey, if they're blowing smoke, then hey, they just made me blow smoke.
There it is. Yeah.
I had heard from some.
That's great. We're kicking butt.
That's pretty
good. Sir.
All right, last one.
Go ahead.
Booming industry today.
No doubt.
The RV industry continues to thrive with diverse offerings ranging from compact trailers to luxurious motorhomes, reflecting the evolving needs and preferences of a broad consumer base.
Wow, that sounds so corporate.
It was. That was very official.
Oh, my goodness. I could tell you were reading.
Broad consumer base.
You know, babe, let me give that to you in another way. Everybody wants RV, baby.
Everybody.
And everybody loves Larry. So make sure you all come to Giant Recreation World, any one of our three locations. Giant Specialty Vehicles, who's also got some red tags out there.
Yeah, they do.
Come and visit our rental department in Giant Recreation World at Winter Garden. And we'll show you the RV lifestyle. We'll show you the best one for you. We'll make sure you get a great deal on it. We'll make sure you get the warranty forever, which comes with every new RV sold and every used RV that's 2 years old or newer.
That's right.
That we sell at no cost to you.
No cost.
You'll be a member of the Priority RV Service Network.
Yes, sir.
They've got about 160 or 70 locations all throughout the United States.
There you go.
That will treat you like you bought it from them. So that's big time.
That's something special.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You can join our VIP Camping Club, which is a hosted camping group that goes out at least two times a month.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, you just contact them, tell them you want to go, give a deposit, and boom, you're in like Flynn. They've got all the arrangements for you. And also do a catered meal. Ooh. And they also sometimes provide some entertainment and activities always.
That's fun.
There's so many why-bys. I don't have enough time to talk about it because we're coming at the end of this first segment.
That's right.
So again, Giant Recreation World, big sale right now through the end of the weekend. We'll see you later.
Attention RV campers, get an incredible deal on an RV now. Giant Recreation World's RV open house is now through February 4th. No payments for 90 days and no money down. Find the special red tags on select RVs for deep discounts. Motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, and golf carts too. The Giant Recreation World RV open house is happening now. Have a trade? Get top dollar. Shop now at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever.
Oh, we have a special segment to talk about today.
All right.
I'm sitting here. Of course, who is me? I'm Larry.
Yeah.
Larry McNamara, CEO and I guess host.
You host of the
RV Hour podcast. And I'm sitting.
Yes,
and Dwayne?
Yeah.
Dwayne Adams.
Dwayne Adams, co-host and producer, making it happen.
And Tommy Taylor.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello, everybody.
Friends, we've been friends for quite a long time, or should I say acquaintances.
There you go.
You know, I've never had a one-on-one interview with Mr. Kaler.
Yeah, so, that's a first. Yeah, man.
Mr. Kaler is our official Forest River Coachman Class B van representative.
There we go.
And I invited him on the show today so he could tell us all about his products. And I don't want to put him on the spot, but basically, they make three products, and it's easy to remember. One's on the Mercedes diesel chassis, and yep. One's on a Transit, I guess.
Yeah, the Transit all-wheel drive chassis.
Yeah, and another one's on the Dodge Ram or whatever you call
Ram
that.
Yeah, Ram ProMaster.
Yeah, so see? Good thing he's here, because I couldn't remember none of that stuff. But, hey, I asked him to tell us a little bit about each one of his products and where they fit in the market, who they target, and why we are better. So, again, Tommy. No more further ado, here you go.
I'm Tommy, the van guy.
Yeah.
So first, Coachman's extremely excited to have finally been able to partner with Giant Rec World. I think it was a long time coming. And, you know, Coachman vans have kind of carved out a very special niche in the van market, I think. And we do things a little bit different in our vans versus a lot of the other manufacturers out there. The number one thing we do is we listen. We listen to our customers. We talk to our customers on a daily basis. That's how we get better. That's how we improve our product. That's where a lot of the content in our vans comes from, is from our current owners.
There you go.
So we stay pretty nimble. We can make changes pretty quickly. We're a fairly small division within the Forest River umbrella. So it we're a nice little small van family back in Middlebury, Indiana.
See, that's why we match so well, because we are known for the way we treat our customers and our employees.
Oh, yeah.
A common theme is people feel like they're family when they walk in. We have that aura.
That's right.
You know, that's our culture. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So if you're, your culture is the same, then, hey, look at that. We are symbiotico.
There we go.
Two peas in a pod, so to speak. So I'm very excited about offering his products in all three of our Giant Recreation World locations, which are in Palm Bay, in Ormond Beach, and here in Winter Garden, where our fancy studio is.
Oh, yeah.
And my poker buddy, JT, does not like the crate that you made.
Yeah, he doesn't like the wood
in the background. I don't know why, you know, so I challenged him to, we'll make us a new one.
Is he going
to
make a new background?
I haven't seen it yet. Sorry, I got off topic.
We should put a picture of JT up there for
him. Yes. Yeah, so what is the customer, why is a van camper the big deal lately? It seems like they're gaining in market share.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, for the first time ever, vans surpassed Class A motorhomes in sales.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
If you would have told me that was going to happen 5 years ago, I would have told you were crazy. And not only is it a vastly growing segment, but we're kind of still in the infancy stages of it. Yeah. So we got a lot of room to grow still. You see a lot of downsizing. The
right
thing about vans is you can take them anywhere. You don't have to be a systematic, you know, approach of planning out a trip, planning exactly what roads you're going to be on. Is there a bridge? What campgrounds can I fit in? What state parks can I fit in? What roads can I go down?
Yeah.
Vans give you, you know, a little bit more freedom. You can go drive downtown in a city if you want. You can find a parking spot.
Yeah, that's big. So
that is big. A lot of people use them as a second vehicle, too.
Yeah.
So instead of having two cars and an RV, you have one car and an RV.
You
can utilize as a car. In other words, you can take it to the grocery store, fit it in a parking spot, you know. Very cool. Very cool.
Very efficient.
Yeah, and they get better mileage. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, your typical gas vans are going to get 15, 16, 17 miles a gallon.
Wow.
Your diesel vans will get more than that, 18, 19,
20 miles a gallon. Wow. Where the gas Class A's, what do they get, about five, probably five?
Yeah, that's one of those questions. As I used to sell Class A gas motorhomes, and anytime you got that question, you tried to, you know, stare off to another question as quick as you could.
Whenever we're talking about mileage in an RV, they usually don't go together, but I always tell people to, you know, if you drive the speed limit, you're going to get a way better mileage than if you go 10 miles over.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like you can watch the gauge going down.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in a Class A and you're going over the speed limit.
Oh.
And even 5 miles under the speed limit, you know. I tell people when you take this out, you're RVing. You're not in a hurry.
Yeah.
You know, it's the trip more and the destination that make a big deal out of the trap.
That's back.
RVs. Yeah. So stay in the right lane, the grandpa lane.
Yeah.
See the sights.
Keep cruising.
Just saying. Right. But you can do that also in a Class B van camper.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have you get even better mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. I
We'd love to hear your stories, man. Come on.
Man, they have so much to offer now. Yeah, back in the day, they had a big bubble on the roof, I remember, and you had to kind of climb up in an overhead bunk that, you know, most people my age certainly can't do.
Couldn't
you know,
get up in there.
Now they have they are just very useful. They utilize every little bit of space inside too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the areas Coachman is really focused on, and it's great that we're talking about this down here in Florida, is the one thing that you constantly fight in vans is keeping heat out of the vans. So we're pretty much the only mainstream manufacturer that is really focusing on how we insulate these vans, how we keep heat out of these vans.
Oh, wow.
Everybody else out there is doing kind of a cookie cutter build to their vans, using what I would consider just off the shelf products to put behind the walls. We don't do any of that stuff. We don't use any of the big time RV suppliers back in Indiana. We buy specialty products because vans are kind of a different breed. If you don't have good insulation, if you don't have good cooling, you know, the vans are going to get so hot in there, it's just going to be unbearable.
Yeah.
And the other thing we really work on is noise dampening materials.
Okay.
So most of our products have You know, they're dual purpose. They're going to add insulation, but they're going to help take away noise. They're going to help take away vibration. To give you a little bit more comfortable, you know, space while you're driving or while you're camping. So,
yep. Yeah, well, the savvy, you know, the class C buyer or driver mm-hmm. knows that every little bump you hit and all that makes little squeaks everywhere. Oh, so yeah. That's what you're saying you do away with or as much as possible.
Absolutely.
See, that's awesome because, it's hard to hear the radio in those sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we actually were the first to start using a brand new air conditioner from Truma this past year. And it's actually got a night mode. So at night, it goes super quiet.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
If you're laying there trying to sleep or trying to have a conversation, a lot of times in RV air conditioners, you're yelling over each other.
That's a fact. Yeah.
And it also has a built-in dehumidifier.
Right.
Once again, we're in Florida. What a better place to have a dehumidifier and an AC. So.
See, I'm learning all kinds of stuff.
That's
is that in all the products?
It is.
All right. Well, speaking of the products, let's start at the lowest or entry-level product that you make.
Yeah, so our Ram ProMaster product is called the Nova.
Hey.
That is our shortest product as well at just over 20 feet.
Okay.
Perfect.
The nice thing about all of our vans is we use the same materials, the same build quality for all of the platforms. So we leave it up to the consumer. Are you a Dodge guy, a Ford guy, a Mercedes guy? Or is length important to you? You want to be on the smallest one we have? Or maybe you don't care about length. You want to be in the biggest, and that'd be the Mercedes. So, but on the Nova product in particular, we're doing some pretty cool things. Aside from our traditional build quality, we are... now new to market as of a few weeks ago, the first Ram ProMaster product to offer a spare tire.
Wow.
That was always a huge thing in the Ram community that was missing. You get it on Ford, you could get it on Mercedes, you couldn't get it on a Ram. Ram has always been the most heavily sold van over the last decade. And we are first to market with a spare tire. So we're already starting to get some emails and calls about that. We're very happy. It's hard to be the first to market in anything nowadays. So that's pretty cool.
That's so amazing to me. Why is it? Because they didn't have any place to put them?
Yeah, it's because you're working with a smaller chassis. Once the manufacturing process starts and you got to start running pipes or running plumbing or putting generators on, the place where a spare tire would typically be has to get removed.
So, that is true. They do put a lot of them right in the middle, behind, in the back.
Yep.
The generators.
Damn it.
Well, how did you overcome that?
Well, we partnered with another company called Rover Vans that makes us a special ladder / spare tire carrier
to the back of the van.
Very cool.
So it's kind of an all-in-one. It's pretty cool.
That is. That's interesting. Yeah, man.
Fantastic. How about the floor plans and stuff? Are they pretty constant through the three different products?
So our Nova line and then our Beyond line, which is on the Ford all-wheel drive Transit,
yep,
those floor plans are pretty much the same. We offer a rear bath, a rear twin bed, and then a rear sofa model, whether it's on the Ford or on the Dodge. The Ford's going to be a little bit longer than the Dodge by about a foot and a half. Once again, same build quality. It's just an all-wheel drive platform, which customers really, really like.
How about the loft kind of thing that goes off the roof? What's that available in every?
So we offer pop tops now only on our Nova platform.
There you go.
Okay.
So, I mean, the goal down the road, if we could ever get one in, is to offer it on Ford. Mm-hmm. You know, we go through a couple challenges with Ford. We wish they could produce us more vans because there's a high demand there. And then once we start getting in all the vans we can have, we can start focusing on adding to the product.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And yeah, a lot of the, I call them like B pluses, but actually they're Cs, you know?
Yep.
Are using that Transit chassis.
Oh, are they? There you go. Yeah,
it's so there, it's their fault.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. we're going to have to blame them. But
And then our Galleria product is on the 170 extended Mercedes. So that's the longest van platform you can get at just over 24 feet.
Yeah. Basically an Amazon truck. Is that what basically it is? Basically that size, right?
Got size,
the size.
Yeah.
And that's in that cool. product, we allow you, we've got floor plans that can allow people to transport up to 7 people if you want. Mm. We've got seat belts for 7. And then we've got a couple layouts that just have seat belts for 2. So,
that's great. Yeah, man.
Those are real motorhomes, actually. How about the bathroom situations? Are they all wet baths, or do you have?
Yes. All of our bathrooms are going to be fiberglass molded showers. They're all going to be wet baths.
Okay.
So explain what that means to the layman out there.
Yes. So a wet bath is your sink, shower, toilet, all sit in one area.
Okay.
So everything's getting wet.
So let me tell you something. The benefit of that is you can sit on the throne and take a shower at the same
time. Yeah.
Yeah, because normally the shower hose is on a wand, and you know you can get things squeaky clean.
Get everything clean.
How do you keep the toilet paper from getting wet?
Well, that's a great question. We've got a fancy little toilet paper holder with a cover that comes, slides down over it, locks into place.
There you go.
Keeps your toilet paper dry.
See, that's a concern of a lot of people.
That is.
How about the towels? You know, how do you dry off?
Yeah, our towel rack sits on the exterior part of the door.
See, that's
mayhem. Yeah.
Very good. See, yep. They thought of everything.
Yeah, they did.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's unbelievable.
It is. And once again, that comes from listening to people that own vans. Somebody didn't think of that at one point.
Yeah.
Enough people brought it up to where we said,
I want to touch on that thing where, you know, at our annual VIP Camping Club rally.
Okay.
I just hosted a coffee table chat with our customers.
That's right.
I put myself out there, and it was no holes barred.
That's right.
So let me tell you, there was good and bad and ugly, but I learned so much. And if you guys are willing to put yourself out there like that, we match pretty well.
Yeah.
Because you're just asking for trouble sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, a lot of people are like, "No news is good news." No, you want to know. You need to know what's going on.
You can't get better unless you're willing to take that feedback.
That's a fact. How about the warranty and all that kind of stuff? Are you seeing a low? Is your quality improving to the fact that the warranty repairs are lower?
So, 100%. Our van division is typically the lowest warranty division in all of Forestry. It's something we're very, very proud of. You know, it was an uphill climb to get there, but you know, we've got a couple really small facilities. We've got a lot of tenured employees. And that's where we've kind of set the bar high. It's hard to climb up from there, but we try and get better every day still.
The tenured employees is a big deal in Indiana because they can go down the street at any time and get another dollar an hour or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if you treat your people well and listen to them too, they'll stay with you.
Oh, yeah. And they're, you know, as much as I got to give credit to our customers for helping our product, the folks out in the plant building these things. I mean, our crew back home is absolutely amazing. Like I said, we feel like a small little family back there in comparison to some of these big RV plants.
Oh, that's good.
That's great. Fantastic. Well, I'm so excited about our partnership. I think we've been a van dealer of yours now for what, maybe 2 years, if that.
Yeah, if that.
You know, so folks, our products are factory fresh.
Oh, yeah.
We're receiving our first Beyonds, which is on the Dodge ProMaster chassis, right?
The Ford Transit.
The Ford Transit, all-wheel drive. Yes. So if you want us to, we can jack it up, put some mud tires on that puppy. Won't that be cool?
That'd be nice.
Do you have any photo galleries with that shit on there? I'm sorry.
I can find something.
All right. Well, that's so exciting.
Yeah,
and, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been watching any of the news, it seems like we're in a terrible way. So, van campers and that kind of thing is the perfect vehicle that you can utilize as an escape pod.
Oh, yeah.
To get the heck out.
Yes, sir. Know,
if things get really, really riled up. Yeah. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Van campers, they do not make them taller or wider usually. So that's why the quality is there. They're built by machines. And then the interior is converted to RV stuff by man. But again, the base is already, you know, pretty much tight. So,
yep.
Tommy, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was fun.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Hey, we'll be right back after this short message.
Need a golf cart? Check out Advance EV at Giant Specialty Vehicles, part of Giant Recreation World. More than golf carts, the hottest electric neighborhood vehicle. Fastest in the industry. Top speed to 25 miles an hour. Four-wheel disc brake seatbelts, full-color digital display, speedometer, charge meter, and more. Plus, all Advance carts have higher impact class windshields and upgraded seats with matching body color stitching. New inventory, colors, and styles of GSV at Giant Recreation World in Winter Garden or online, giantrecreationworld.com.
Hey, welcome back. What a good time we had with Mr. Kaler.
Oh, yeah.
I call him TJK, Tommy J. Kaler, in the Coachman, Forest River Coachman Vans.
Oh, yeah.
Division. They're Class B RV motorhomes.
Man, the Coachman guys are always good to have on here. They're a very knowledgeable bunch.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, they know their stuff.
Yeah,
and they treat us, what do we say? Like fam.
Like family. They really do.
Like we try and treat you.
Like-minded individuals, yes, sir.
And somebody once said that we're certainly not perfect, but we try to be.
That's right.
You know, isn't that a good thing to
say? That is a good thing to say. Yeah, man.
You know, if you look at our Google reviews, you can see that. We're not perfect, but we try to be.
That's right.
I checked it this morning. Our Winter Garden Store is 4.4 stars.
Ooh.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Keep them rocking. A lot of people sometimes just like to put bad stars just to put...
Some of the, you know, if you're going to talk bad about a product or whatever, use it on their website.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If we did you wrong, by all means, whack us.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And I think you do great at that. I've seen stars switched around from just your comments coming back.
Well, absolutely. Many times they didn't give us a chance yet, you know.
Yeah.
But we always try to do the right thing, you know. So sometimes you just have to give us some time to let it go through the process.
That's right.
Processes. Yeah. So.
What
Bartow's Corner for the sale event.
Super
the Red Tag sales event open house. RV open house. I don't know
deeply
when.
Deeply discounted.
Deeply discounted. So you want to take the first
one? Sure, I'll take the first one. Here we go. We got a 2023 Holiday Rambler Eclipse. This is a 32S in Winter Garden here.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got a list price of $206,200. It is on sale right now for $134,777.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that's a discount over $70,000.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, that's a painted coach, I think, a full-body paint. It's a bath and a half floor plan, so you have a full bath in the middle of the coach.
Yeah.
And a full bath in the back.
Because we talked about the wet bath.
It's certainly not a bath and a half. It's two full baths.
Two full baths.
Wow, that's a model 32S that's, how long is that? 33 foot. And it has two full baths.
God bless it.
With two showers.
That's nice. That is something. That's
you know what?
Unit, man.
I wonder does it have a washer dryer in it too? Probably. That's amazing.
I see the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. This is a nice unit, guys. This is something special.
It's got a super big king bed.
Yeah.
With the Serenity series king bed, 72 by 74, yeah, that's a good size bed.
Yeah, and it still has two like lounge beds for the kids.
Yeah, well, you got you got opposing dinette and sofa.
Yeah.
Right in the very front. It's got basically a full wall slide.
Yeah.
It's got a super slide where the bed, that big king bed, is in it.
Yeah, that's
with
a big
room
bed
to still walk around it, so it's not pushed up against the slide wall.
That's right.
Again, there's so many good things about this.
This is a big unit.
Real big unit. And I believe, don't Holiday Rambler have a rebate?
Whoa, we got a rebate.
Don't they got a rebate
that
going
they
on?
Do. They still got their rebate
this
going.
This is a gas coach, so it would come with a $5,000 rebate.
Yes, sir.
From Holiday Rambler.
Right to you. Yeah.
That's big news.
That is. That's pretty good.
All right. So I'll take the next one.
All right. Come on. We got some hot units here.
We have a 2023 Coachman Nova 20C. Nova. That's the Class B by Coachman Forest River. Tommy Kaler's product.
That's right.
Yeah, so he'll be proud of this one. Again, you didn't want to hear about us being maybe under map price or whatever, but being it's a 23, I think we are okay.
Yeah, we told him not to look for the red tags, but you guys definitely look for the red tags.
Because this is one of them. It's list price is $185,409.
Sure.
And it's on sale for $122,444. And he told us that is on the four-wheel, all-wheel drive transit product.
Transit product,
it's
yes, sir.
It's a great floor plan. Yeah. It's a three-quarter ton Ford van, basically.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice. V6, very, very nice. Yeah, it's a quality unit.
Hey, it's a turbo. It's a turbo V6. You know, it's the, what do they call that? Well, they call their engine something.
For the turbos?
Yeah, well, the Ford EcoBoost.
The EcoBoost. There it is. Nice job,
man. Which means turbo.
Turbo.
Yeah. Yep. It has that, and it's all-wheel drive. So, you know, technically, theoretically, we could probably jack it up.
Oh, yeah.
Put some mud tires on it.
Make it a little lifted.
How bad would that be looking?
That'd be cool.
Right? That would be cool. It's a beautiful coach. It's non-slide, so it's which is fine because the very back of it has a full-size sofa that goes across the whole back of it.
Oh, there you go.
That converts into a bed. You know, it has a side wet bath, just like you said, all of their products have.
That's right.
And I did, if you remember, I asked them, how do you keep your toilet paper?
Yeah, that was interesting. That was a good topic there.
Then you had a couple of jump seats with a shirt locker in the back, so you even have a place to hang clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Got a TV back there, got a TV up front. Your swivel, your pilot and co-pilot chairs turn around with a table in between them to make that part of the living area. Got a 7.3 cubic refrigerator and a microwave. Now, 7.3, I'm old school, you know. Back in the day, the double-door refrigerators that they had in RVs, which were usually LP and LP gas and electric.
Okay.
And sometimes LP, electric, and 12-volt.
Oh, wow.
But they were 8 cubic foot, was as big as you could get. You know, so with that being said, 7.3 cubic feet is about as big as the reefers used to be in the big Class A.
In the big guy. Wow, man.
Usually Class Bs come with a little apartment fridge or a little.
A little
teeny one with a little teeny freezer you could put nothing in.
The hotel fridge. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
They usually come with
something like that. Okay.
Not this one.
Yeah, this is a nice size.
It's a great coach. Great fit and finish. Like Tommy said, they have their own special way of building it, so it's quieter and warmer, and you keep it cooler in the summer, all kinds of stuff.
That was interesting to hear, like a dehumidifier being in there.
There's a dehumidifier built in, I learned something.
Yeah, that was good. That's
definitely something needed in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Get that humidity out of here.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
All right. You know what? You take this next one, because it's about as high a quality as I can.
This is Fancy Pants. Yes, sir. All right. We got a 23 Tiffin Motorhome Wayfarer 25JW.
That's an Allegro on a Mercedes Sprinter Diesel Class B chassis.
Dang. High class, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got it listed at $215,736. It is on sale right now for $149,994.
It is 25 foot long. As well as all the other Wayfarers we have in stock. That's all. They make all the same length. Now, it is a Class B Plus, or we call it a C, Class C diesel, because it was a cutaway class chassis.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it's not a van that they converted the inside. It's the pilot and co-pilot part of the van.
Gotcha.
And then they built the RV and put it on the back.
On top. There you go.
There you go.
Or on the back of. Yeah, man. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, and this thing's got over a $65,000 discount on it.
It's, yeah, that's a lot of discount.
Big discounts there.
You're hard-pressed finding one of these quality Allegro Wayfarers.
Yeah.
For this
and
kind
it's
of
even,
money.
It's got a slide-out, too.
Yeah, it's got a slide-out with a walk-around queen bed.
Yeah. And this has a bunk, like has the top bunk over. Is that what that is there?
Yes, sir, it has that.
Yeah, man.
And then when you the bed is actually in the middle of the coach.
Okay,
but it converts to like a Murphy bed, and then it becomes a sofa.
Whoa, there! So you got a hangout.
So you have a walk around bed when it's bedtime, then you have a nice sofa when it's not.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so you can use all that living room space. It's got a rear bath, so it's huge. It's not a wet bath.
Yeah,
it's a
bath.
Separate, you know, lavatory sink, a toilet, and a separate shower. So it's very useful.
That is.
Nice kitchen, nice refrigerator.
Little stove and everything.
It's got everything, you know, and it's a quality Tiffin product, you know. And the founder of Tiffin,
mm-hmm.
he was at the Tampa show.
Okay.
Greeting customers like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You can't slow him down. He's unbelievable. But our Palm Bay location has all the Tiffin products in stock that we carry. Only in Palm Bay. So
right.
You'll have to make a special trip to go see that.
Yeah.
And no, don't ask one of our stores to bring it over so you can see it, because it's against our dealer agreement.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got to take the ride to see the good stuff.
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
Another Forest River Coachman Class A diesel sports coach.
Woo!
I wanted to highlight. We're going to grab him someday, too, and do an interview with him, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Joe Mullen. He's our rep.
Probably do him next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
next show.
A good idea. Maybe next week or something.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting because he talked about his product, and I learned another couple things.
Yeah, I mean, good stuff.
We concentrate on his straight rail product.
Yeah.
Now you know what that means.
Yeah.
It means the straight rail has a, basically you open the compartment door, and like gas coaches, you know, you have the bins, and then they go up, and then they go across.
Yeah.
So basically it's like a step up. So what they do is they wrap that center frame, and they go down, so you have pass-through storage on the bottom and the top.
Yeah, which is nice. Definitely upgraded your storage
definitely,
there.
Made those straight rails way more desirable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So with that being said, this one we're featuring is a 354QS. That means quad slide.
Quad slide.
Yep. It's a 36-foot diesel. Quad slide, meaning it has four slides. We have a list price of $339,795 and a sale price of under $200,000. So,
look at that.
Folks, you can't hardly get a gas, quality gas Class A for that kind of money.
That.
Yeah. So that's when I think about sports coach, I think about a quality, real diesel motorhome. You know, it's a full diesel. It's no BS. It's air brakes, air ride, full air ride, full air brakes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So when you hit the brakes, what sound does it make? Oh yeah, yeah. So it's quad slides.
Yep.
It's got opposing living room slide and opposing bedroom slide. So
yeah.
It's wide open when you get in this.
Very
it's
big.
Beautiful.
This has
beautiful.
The big back closet also. Very lot of room
it certainly
for
it. Does with a stackable washer and dryer.
Yeah. Lots of storage.
Yeah.
Kidding.
It's got a big king bed.
I tell you, when these
got, I don't know how many TVs in it, but if I had to guess, I think it was had five.
Yeah, it's a mess of them. Look at how many TVs are on.
Yeah, so it has five. Has the outside TV entertainment center. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a big refrigerator. It's got a big side bath.
Oh, yeah.
The whole rear of it is closet space, and that's where they put the washer dryer.
Yeah, that's nice. Because when you put those four slides out, that's pretty big. That's a large unit.
The thing I always notice about this one, usually when you go in the bedroom area, it's kind of tight, usually because that bed and all that. But
yeah, it's trying to.
The closets and stuff, it makes it kind of cramped. But this one is actually very open because it has opposing slides. Very open. So it gives you a place where you can actually fit yourself to sit on the bed and put on your shoes or your socks, you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Which you wouldn't think about.
You don't think about that unless, yeah. You know, you're with a Giant Recreation World employee who's very professional.
That's right. Tell you all the details.
Yeah. So that one's one, a must-see. Red Tag.
Oh, yeah. You said Bryce. Yeah,
I did.
It's on sale. All right. On to the next.
Your turn.
Forest River. We got a 2024 Forest River 261 BHXL. I know this one. Bunkhouse, extra large.
Not really extra large, but the XL is the insignia they put on it on a Salem to indicate it. It's a cruise light.
Oh, cruise light. Okay.
It's a Salem cruise light. So it's not quite as tall as a full-blown Salem. So it's their light product.
Gotcha.
You know? And it's not quite as wide.
Now, is it lighter also as in tow capacity? Like
absolutely.
That? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yes,
fantastic.
Sir. Yes, so the dry weight of this is under 5,000 pounds.
Ah, there you go.
Yep, and it's a bunk model. You had that right.
All right.
So it's got the double over double in the rear corner. Got a walk-in a corner bath with a walk-in shower. It's got an oversized refrigerator. It's got a sofa and a dinette. Got a nice-sized kitchen. It's got a walk-around king bed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a versatilt, so it tilts up so you can walk around it when you're not using it that much.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
that's
it's yeah. Very usable. And I already told you what it weighed, and you can do the pricing.
I got to say, it's pretty thoughtful.
Yeah.
The moving up the bed just so on a daily, you're not just squeezing by it the whole time
that's
living in
fact.
There. Yeah. All right, list price. We got a list price for $39,534. She is on sale right now for $26,444.
A lot of people, this is a really common or popular model. Two reasons. It doesn't have a slide. However, it doesn't hurt for room.
Gotcha. Yep.
And there's a lot of old school RV campers that just doesn't want to deal with some
slide.
Horrors they've heard
yeah.
or read about slide out rooms.
Yeah, man. Which they give issues, but I mean, a lot of people still, as long as you take care of it, you can keep it
that's
up pretty
the thing.
Good.
Yeah, you don't ever want to skip the steps.
Yeah.
And we've talked about, you know, before you put a slide room in or out, Mm-hmm. You walk around, make sure there's nothing that it's going to jam in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Pine cones
or dog chew toys or whatever. Because anything that gets it off kilter, then you get stripped gears, then you have problems.
Something's jammed, something's
broken. Doors open, you know, ajar, and then the slide hits it. You know, the driver's passenger chairs are leaned back, and you don't notice it. You put this, and now you mess up your slide.
Jam it on
your door and your seat.
Yeah, all kinds.
You have to do the walk around.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no trees close to it on the outside that when you're going out, it'll hit and jam up them gear.
Yeah, it's a fact.
See, there's all kinds of things you got to remember.
That there is.
So.
And when you buy from Giant Recreation World, our sales guys will take you all the way through every step of that.
Yeah, so we're getting into the half-ton towable fifth wheel world now.
Ooh,
how about a 24 Coachman by Forest River?
Hey.
Chaparral Light Model 235 RK. Rear kitchen.
Whoa, rear kitchen.
Yeah, this is a product that we're doing very well with because it's a very half-ton towable.
Oh, yeah.
It weighs about 8,000 pounds. And the F-150s today will pull 12,000.
Pull that, no problem.
But yeah, this has got a nice super slide in it. It's got a queen walk-around bed. It's got everything you'd want. And it's a good rear kitchen model, so it's got a pretty big kitchen.
Get us our price before we go. What's the price?
How about 62.7 list?
Woo!
$39,777 sale price. That's probably under MAP also.
Yeah. Over 22,000.
Yeah, it's under 40,000, and it's a real RV fifth wheel with a super slide.
Yeah, man.
Come out in Giant Recreation World and see any one of our three locations. Palm Bay, Ormond Beach, Winter Garden, where we're having our big sale right now.
Shop at GiantRecreationWorld.com or visit their three locations. The only RV dealer in Central and North Florida with a nationwide RV warranty forever. GiantRecreationWorld.com.